Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I'm Anuja Kumar with the Midday News. The headlines. Lok Sabha adjourned for the day following opposition protest over NEET issue. Leader of opposition Rahul Gandhi demands a discussion. Jharkhand High Court grants bail to former CM Hemant Soren in money laundering case. Intense rainfall lashes various parts of national capital. One killed, several injured after roof collapses at Delhi Airport Terminal 1. 13 killed in a road accident in Haveri district of Karnataka. Voting is being held for presidential election in Iran. And in women's test cricket, match between India and South Africa underway in Chennai. And now the news in detail. The Lok Sabha was today adjourned for the day, while the Rajya Sabha till 2 p.m. following opposition protest over the alleged irregularities in the NEET exam. When the Lok Sabha assembled after the first adjournment at 12 noon, Congress members started sloganeering, demanding resignation of the Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan over the issue. Members from Congress, DMK, TMC, Samajwadi Party and others trooped into the well. Speaker Om Birla said a committee has been formed to look in the issue. He said not allowing the House to function in a pre-planned manner is not right for the parliamentary democracy. He said the members can raise the issue during the discussion on the motion of thanks on the President's address. Rejecting the opposition demand of discussion over NEET issue, Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju said there has not been a tradition to allow any discussion during the period when discussion on President's address is scheduled.
नियम के मुताबिक राष्ट्रपति जी का अभिभाषण के बाद पूरे सदन धन्यवाद प्रस्ताव पर चर्चा करते हैं लेकिन कांग्रेस पार्टी की ओर से आज ऐसा मुद्दा उठाया जो संसद के गरिमा के लिए बिल्कुल ठीक नहीं कांग्रेस पार्टी के नेता ने ये कहा धन्यवाद प्रस्ताव पर चर्चा ना करके दूसरे विषय पे चर्चा किया जाए ऐसा नियम बिल्कुल नहीं होता है भारत के संसदीय इतिहास में कभी भी ऐसा नहीं हुआ.
Earlier, when the House met this morning, Speaker Om Birla disallowed the adjournment notices moved by the opposition parties over the issue. Opposition parties including Congress, DMK, TMC, Samajwadi Party and others raised the issue of alleged irregularities in NEET exam and sought a discussion over it in the House. Speaker Om Birla said during the motion of thanks on the President's address, other discussion cannot be allowed. Meanwhile, Leader of Opposition Rahul Gandhi said they want to give a message to the students that this is an important issue and a discussion must be held on it.
हिंदुस्तान के जो स्टूडेंट्स हैं उनको हम जॉइंट मैसेज देना चाहते थे ऑपोजिशन और सरकार के साइड से कि इस मुद्दे को हम जरूरी मानते हैं और इसीलिए हमने सोचा था कि आज स्टूडेंट्स की रिस्पेक्ट करने के लिए हम नीट पर डिस्कशन करें.
The Rajya Sabha also witnessed ruckus over the NEET issue. When the House reassembled after the first adjournment at 12 noon, the opposition parties, including Congress, TMC, DMK, Aam Aadmi Party and others again started raising slogans against the government over the NEET issue. Along with the protesting members, Leader of Opposition Mallikarjun Kharge also trooped into the well, protesting over the NEET issue. Chairman Jagdeep Dhankar expressed an anguish over the conduct of Mr. Kharge, saying that it has happened for the first time that the Leader of Opposition entered into the well. Amid pandemonium, the House was adjourned till 2 p.m. Earlier, both the Houses paid obituary on the recent demise of some former MPs. TMC MP Nurul Islam took oath in the Lok Sabha. The Rajya Sabha has taken discussion today on the motion of thanks on the President's speech. Initiating the discussion, BJP MP Sudhanshu Trivedi said that NDA alliance has got more vote shares in the southern states in comparison to the Congress Party in the Lok Sabha polls. He said that the Congress Party failed to get even a three-digit mark in the Lok Sabha in the third attempt. Amidst ruckus and multiple adjournments, he said that India has achieved new heights of success under Prime Minister Narendra Modi. He added that India became the third largest economy in the world, leaving behind the Great Britain. Mr. Trivedi also said that NDA government has distributed 34 crore LED bulbs. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today paid homage to former Prime Minister P.V. Narasimha Rao on his birth anniversary. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said P.V. Narasimha Rao is remembered for his leadership and wisdom. The Prime Minister said it is his government's honour that it conferred the Bharat Ratna on P.V. Narasimha Rao earlier this year, recognising his rich contribution to the nation. The Jharkhand High Court today granted bail to former Chief Minister Hemant Soren in a money laundering case linked to a land scam. Soren, the executive president of the Jharkhand Mukti Morcha, was arrested by the Enforcement Directorate on 31st of January in connection with its investigation into the money laundering case. The 48-year-old politician is currently lodged in Birsa Munda Jail in Ranchi. The High Court had on 13th of June reserved its decision on Soren's bail plea. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at EIR News Alerts.
New criminal laws, namely Bharatiya Nyaya Samhita 2023, Bharatiya Nagrik Suraksha Samhita 2023, and Bharatiya Saksha Adhiniyam 2023 will come into force from the 1st of July 2024. To know about the new criminal laws, download NCRB Sankalan of Criminal Laws mobile app from Play Store or App Store.
Welcome back to the Midday News on Akashvani. Heavy rainfall disrupted normal life in the national capital, causing severe waterlogging and traffic jams in several areas of the city. Waterlogging has been reported in different areas of the city, including Minto Road, ITO, Mathura Road, Rohtak Road, Okhla, Tilak Bridge, Aurobindo Marg, Azad Market, Outer Ring Road and Ghazipur Border. A report.
The India Meteorological Department has said that monsoon has arrived in the national capital, Delhi, leading to several cases of urban flooding. Intense rainfall has lashed various parts of the city in the wee hours today. IMD said that Safdarjung Weather Station has recorded extremely high rainfall, about 228 mm, while Lodhi Road received nearly 200 mm rain. Moderate to heavy spell is likely to continue in the city today. Monsoon has covered most parts of North and Central India, including Uttar Pradesh, Rajasthan and Bihar, and is heading further upwards. Arpita Chaudhary, Akashvani News, Delhi.
Meanwhile, one person lost his life and four people were injured after a roof collapsed at the Terminal 1 of the Delhi airport. Ministry of Civil Aviation said heavy rain in the early morning today resulted in the collapse of the canopy of Delhi Airport Terminal 1, as a result of which flights to and from Terminal 1 have been closed till further notice. The ministry said alternate arrangements are being made for smooth operation of the flights. Union Civil Aviation Minister K. Ram Mohan Naidu visited the site. Later speaking to media, he said, as soon as the incident happened, the government reacted immediately and sent the emergency response team, the fire safety team, the CISF and the NDRF teams. He said, flights of Terminal 1 have been diverted to Terminal 2 and Terminal 3.
Right now, the situation is under control. Rest of the terminal building has been closed off and everything is being thoroughly inspected so that any other untoward incident does not happen here. And regarding the flights that are supposed to be operating from T1, we have informed the airlines people immediately. Passengers shouldn't face any inconvenience.
Mr. Naidu also visited the Safdarjung Hospital and met the people who got injured in the incident. Delhi Airport has announced a compensation of 20 lakh rupees to the family of the deceased and 3 lakh rupees each to those injured. The Delhi Metro Rail Corporation has informed that the entry and exit at Yashobhumi Dwarka Sector 25 metro station has been closed due to heavy rains. It said the shuttle service from Delhi Aero City metro station to Terminal 1 IGR Airport has also been suspended. There is normal service on all other lines. 13 people died and 4 were injured when a tempo traveller hit a truck parked on the roadside near Gundenhalli Cross in Biadgi Taluk of Haveri district in Karnataka. Among the dead are 8 women and 2 children. The accident occurred early this morning on the Pune-Bengaluru National Highway. Those deceased belong to Yemihatti village in Hollehonur in Shivamoga district. They were returning after visiting Savadatti Yellamma Devi temple and other places of religious significance. The 4 injured have been admitted to the Haveri district hospital. The police chief from Haveri visited the accident spot and a case has been booked regarding the incident. The Reserve Bank of India, in its latest financial stability report, stated that the Indian economy and the financial system remained robust and resilient, anchored by macroeconomic and financial stability. The report that came out yesterday further highlighted that gross non-performing assets ratio of the scheduled commercial banks fell to a multi-year low of 2.8% and the net non-performing assets ratio to 0.6% at end March 2024. The Financial Stability Report also observes that the global economy is facing heightened risks from prolonged geopolitical tensions, elevated public debt, and the slow progress in the last mile of disinflation. Despite these challenges, the global financial system has remained resilient and the financial conditions stable. Dr. Usha Thakur was awarded the 12th Vishwa Hindu Samman in a Hindi Samvad event organized by the Embassy of India in Nepal, recognizing her contribution in the development of Hindi literature. She has translated more than 40 literatures in Hindi and Nepali and strengthened the Hindi language. This award is given by the Ministry of External Affairs, Government of India. The first batch of Amarnath pilgrims that departed from Jammu base camp early this morning entered Kashmir Valley this afternoon amid tight security arrangements. After crossing the Navyuk tunnel, the pilgrims were given a warm welcome by DC Kulgam, Athar Amir, UI Shafi Khan, along with other officials of the district administration and the tourism department. This year's Amarnath Yatra is scheduled to begin tomorrow on the 29th from both the routes of Balthal and Chandanwadi in the valley. The National Human Rights Commission, NHRC, has issued a notice to the Uttar Pradesh government over the reported death of 3 workers inside a sewage treatment plant in Greater Noida. Taking Suomo to cognizance of a media report, the NHRC has issued notices to the Uttar Pradesh Chief Secretary and the Director General of Police for a detailed report within 1 week. In foreign news, voting is being held today for the presidential elections in Iran. The 14th presidential elections in the West Asian country were initially set to be held in 2025, but were rescheduled after President Ibrahim Raisi's death in a helicopter crash last month. Interior Minister Ahmad Wahidi announced the opening of the elections in a televised address. Iran's Supreme Leader Ali Khamenei cast the first ballot and made a brief speech calling for the unity of the Iranian people during elections. Parliamentary Speaker Mohammad Baqir Qalibaf, former top negotiator for nuclear talks Saeed Jalili, former Interior Minister Mustafa Purmona Hamadidi, and former Health Minister Masood Pezeshkian are in the race. On to sports. In women's cricket, the one-off test match between India and South Africa is underway at the M.H. Chidambaram Stadium in Chennai. Indian captain Harmanpreet Kaur won the toss and elected to bat. Indian women went off on a scoring spree, as in the first session itself, they crossed the 100 mark, making 130. Both the openers Shefali Verma and Smriti Mandhana hit a century. Smriti scored 149. At tee, the hosts were 334 for 2. This is India's third test match of the season, whereas South Africa is playing the third of this calendar year away from home. In cricket, India will take on South Africa in the final of Men's T20 World Cup at Barbados tomorrow. This is India's third entry into the final of the tournament. Last night, India stormed into the finals after thrashing defending champions England by 68 runs in the semi-final in Guyana. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Lok Sabha adjourned for the day following opposition protest over NEET issue. Leader of opposition Rahul Gandhi demands a discussion. Jharkhand High Court grants bail to former CM Hemant Soren in money laundering case. Intense rainfall lashes various parts of national capital. One killed, several injured after roof collapses at Delhi Airport Terminal 1. 13 killed in a road accident in Haveri district of Karnataka. Voting is being held for presidential election in Iran, and in women's test cricket match between India and South Africa underway in Chennai. And with that, we end the midday news.